My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, at one point, we had like 500,000 people without power. I think we're down to 5,000, and they are confident that most of them are going to be restored, or their power is going to be restored today.
I sure as hell hope so. If you're one of the final 5,000,
it's been, you know, 6 days now since that storm hit on Tuesday night. Owen asked a very poignant question before the show, because Owen, fortunately, got his power restored. I got mine over the weekend. Mitch Bunnell got his as well. But Owen, you asked a question that I think a lot of people are going to be grappling with.
Yeah, can I celebrate when others down the street from me do not have their power back yet?
I could see how that would be kind of uncomfortable. Now, the first thing I know about you is, Owen, I'm sure... have you gotten everything moved back and
yeah, I mean, we ended up throwing out most of the stuff that we had, but yeah, we went on the road. We played a road game at my mom's condo, so it was the vacation without the beach. I just came here every day. But so everything's back in the house now, and have to restock some of those, you know, perishable things. But for the most part, it was one of those weird deals where life had returned for me, and even sending the kids out to go, hey, go play. And then their friends are like, we don't have power back yet.
Yeah, so you know these people that don't have power. Right. Like, you've been corresponding with them. Yeah. I'm sure you were like, hey, if you need anything, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, opening up the home. And that was the great thing about the week, was so many people in our town, I'm sure in your town too, were... There were people on Saturday just having, they were like, we are having breakfast, stop by the driveway at, you know, this address and make yourself at home. So people basically now, it's become their new lifestyle that they are I made the joke last week, we were in zombie apocalypse mode. Those people have been doing it now for 6 days. This is day six of this. So most of them were like, thanks, but no thanks. We have our situation figured out.
What does a celebration of power look like for a modest man like you?
Cartwheels.
It was pretty modest for me. I didn't do much, but there were people that shot off fireworks, Ken.
No, they did.
I believe it.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
I totally believe it. I can just
imagine
say.
Imagine if Streetsboro was without power, Ken. You've got a whole arsenal in the basement
ready to go.
Yeah,
that's true, yeah.
I can say the in-laws, we were over at the in-laws when they got it back, and there was an audible cheer.
There,
let's go.
I asked you this when you guys got yours back. Did Sarah? Because there were people. I knew of two other women that broke down in tears when they got their power back.
Oh,
it was, and I know it was a point of contention. Was she emotional?
An emotional roller coaster over those days. I mean, there was the one night. Fortunately, it wasn't that hot. But the one night, the rooms were well over 80 degrees.
Oh God, no!
And
no.
We have a 6-month-old. And I'm like, I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to be okay. I read this online. I mean, he could very well die tonight. Like, This is what I have to deal with today.
I almost said poor puppy. poor kid. That's terrible. I would say, listen, if celebrate in your own humble way, but everything I learned about something like that, because I started, people were asking if I had power, and I think they just wanted me to get in on the conversation with them at both the radio and over there, was that I was like, oh, I have power. It got to the point where I felt guilty telling people I had power by Friday.
Yeah, I could see that.
I felt guilty saying it. I was like, yeah.
I felt guilty that we got it back and across the street. They hadn't yet.
Yeah.
And they had a whole bunch of stuff because somebody's renovating the one house. They couldn't do anything. And they're just sitting there. And I'm like, well, if you do the whole, hey, if you want to come over, if you need anything.
I do have to admit, I saw in one of the Facebook groups, somebody that I know, we have a friendly family rivalry together.
Okay.
They don't have power yet. I was kind of like, all right, good. We won this
one. Oh, God.
Rub it in a little bit.
I just felt like Jake Taylor. He's like, you don't want to celebrate in front of guys who just died and went down to the minors. Like, yeah, maybe go in the backyard and celebrate that up. By the way, you're going to miss a beat in August when you follow all the football news leading up to all those preseason games. We already had one. It was pretty... Oh, what a good one, but you understand what I'm saying. It was a fun atmosphere for everybody involved.
They had a start and a finish.
Yeah, they just didn't win. So we got the game in, and it worked out. And it got it in under 3 hours, by the way. All those games are on 92.3 The Fan all season long, and the free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how. Online at T-Mobile.com/switch. I watched the women's gold medal game yesterday. We'll get to the Gardos coming up here in a little bit. I watched the women's gold medal game yesterday. Gabby Williams hit that on the foot, on the line two, that would have sent it to overtime had she been behind the line. First off, I thought the refs were putting the boots to the women's team the entire time. I was seeing these, I couldn't believe the fouls that were being called. And the other part of it is that I was shocked that you said you didn't watch any of it, not just because of power.
Yeah, even the lead-up
to it. But you had the power back, and you didn't even watch that because of?
Caitlin Clark wasn't there. I would have watched a lot more. Heck, Angel Reese. I would have watched a lot more if Angel Reese was there. Both. And it's not because I don't respect or I'm not enamored with the talent that USA has. Uh-huh. It's just I assumed they were going to win every game by 30. And in fact, I had to ask you, I said, wait, it was a close game?
Because they had WNBA players with dual citizenship. Gabby Williams has dual citizenship.
Yeah, her mom's French.
She was able to play for France. But you notice me, I watch more of the 3x3 because of Haley Van Lith. Because she's young. Because she's
3x3 in the pros, yeah.
Whatever the hell they call
her
it.
Her and the Kavinder twins.
I can't say it right. I got 4 years to get it right next time. I watched that, and I have to say, both the women's teams and the men's teams kind of had the same vibe. It was no Jason Tatum, no Caitlin Clark. Now, Caitlin Clark was left off the team. Jason Tatum was on the team. There's very little Jason Tatum to the point, like, what, his mother got upset over the situation or somebody's family members got upset over the situation?
Celtics fans were livid over it.
But you had LeBron, Steph, Kevin Durant. It's kind of their last hurrah as Olympians. And the whole thing I saw at the end was Diana Taurasi, the dynasty. I go, it's the same thing. It's the elder statesman or stateswoman in this case handing off the torch. But, like, I don't know why you wouldn't put Caitlin Clark on the team. I have to admit. Maybe they didn't want to cause a stir and be like, well, she's going to sit on the bench and everybody's going to go crazy.
Remember, the minute you put the NBA guys on the men's team, like, there was going to be more interest. And then the fact that we know guys on every other team.
Yeah.
That made the men's, like, must-watch Serbia versus USA, you know, there was always a chance if Serbia played lights out, and they did. They came out firing, and they had that huge lead, so that made it interesting. Wembanyama made that interesting, and Rudy Gobert and others that you'd actually heard of and guys you knew. But the women, that's not the case. You don't know the players on the other teams. So that might as well have been a rumor to me. I watched more track and field than I saw any of the women's game. And had Caitlin Clark have been on the team, I still don't think she probably would not have gotten much playing time, even though most of them were blowouts.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have paid more attention to it. So I think they did lose people based on not having Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark on the team.
I do believe, though, if they would have lost, if either one of those teams would have lost, it would have been a big point of contention going into the next 4 years away from here. It would have been like, well, you put the old ones on the team before and you saw what happened. Now you have to get the new ones up and running. Because there's one that's probably a guy in high school right now is going to be on that National Olympic team, and it may be a conversation coming up in 4 years.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.